This is KNEW's Local News Now for Monday, April 6, 2026. I'm Richard Davis. The ongoing measles outbreak along the Arizona-Utah border has surpassed 500 cases. It began last August and, according to the state's health departments, reached 516 as of April 2nd, 274 in Arizona and 242 in southwest Utah. The outbreak centered in the Short Creek community that includes Colorado City, Arizona, and Hilldale, Utah. More than 40 people have been hospitalized. Data from the Arizona Department of Health Services shows that infections have slowed in Mojave County since they peaked in December. But measles cases in southern Utah and throughout the state have risen dramatically since the beginning of the year. Arizona is among two dozen states that have sued the Trump administration over a recent executive order that exerts federal control over mail-in ballots. Attorney General Chris Mays and Secretary of State Adrian Fontes call the order illegal and say it'll disenfranchise tribal members, military families, and the roughly 80% of Arizonans who vote by mail. They also point out that the Constitution gives states the power to administer elections, not the federal government. President Donald Trump's order attempts to establish a national list of eligible voters and directs the United States Postal Service to only deliver ballots to those people. Well-known Democratic lawyer and activist Herb Eli has died. The Arizona Republic reports he was known for spearheading several progressive causes in the 1960s and 70s, like low-income housing and civil rights. He said the best way to help marginalized populations was through the law. In 1965, Eli co-authored the Arizona Civil Rights Act, which banned discrimination in public accommodations, voting, housing, and employment. He was also a former chair of the Arizona Democratic Party, legal counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union of Arizona, and co-founder of the Arizona Center for Law and the Public Interest. Eli was 92. Governor Katie Hobbs has signed a bill into law that would force the Arizona Department of Child Safety to make attempts to form agreements with each of the state's 22 federally recognized tribes. It requires the agency to identify a liaison for each tribe who's responsible for providing technical assistance and coordination. Murdered San Carlos Apache teen Emily Pike was in the care of DCS when she went missing from a Mesa group home last year. Pike was later found dead in the Tonto National Forest. The Hopi tribe and others are in talks with the agency, and the Navajo Nation has finalized its agreement. Republican state lawmakers are again trying to diminish the power of the state bar. The Arizona House last week gave preliminary approval to a bill that would remove the requirement for Arizona attorneys to be members of the State Bar Association. Yavapai County Senator Mark Fincham sponsored the measure. He says attorney licensing is the responsibility of the Arizona Supreme Court alone. Democrats oppose the bill along with the Bar Association. Governor Katie Hobbs vetoed similar legislation 3 years ago. Supporters said then that the state bar discouraged lawyers from prosecuting cases against employers who required COVID vaccines, which the bar denied. And a federal court has ruled that the Trump administration must restore legal status for thousands of asylum seekers who came to the United States on a U.S. Biden-era program. The CPB-1 initiative allowed immigrants to apply for a fixed number of appointments in Nogales and some other border cities. President Donald Trump canceled the program on the first day of his second term. Immigrant advocates say people in the United States have already lost their work permits as a result, but the ruling is a glimmer of hope for the many CPB-1 families throughout the state.
I'm KNEW meteorologist Lee Bourne. Scattered April showers and thunderstorms in our Monday afternoon forecast, mainly from Flagstaff, north and eastward, isolated showers and thunderstorms possible across central Arizona. Hopefully, you get a little wetting rain in your neck of the woods. Mountain highs will be near 60 degrees Monday afternoon. Navajo and Apache counties, low mid-70s. Prescott region, upper 60s. Verde Valley in the mid-70s. Then it's high pressure through the remainder of the week. Expect sunny and gradually warmer afternoons, turning breezy mid to late week. This ahead of what looks to be a Pacific storm that's going to bring us some good chances of showers come early weekend.
This is KNEW's Local News Now.